Live Oak Histories presents Dear America, A Journey to the New World, The Diary of Remember Patience Whipple, by Catherine Lasky, read by Bonnie Kelly Young, with epilogue and historical note read by Barbara Rosenblatt. Mayflower, 1620.
October 1, 1620, morning. Mayflower, 1150 miles sailed. Mem, that's what I answer to. Tis short for remember. My full name being Remember Patience Whipple. Patience was to be my first name, but ma'am, my mother, decided it was wrong. I was squally and impatient. They wanted, however, to remember my mother's dear sister who had just passed on, so they slipped the Patience in between. For some it is a good first name. For me, it is better as an in-between name. Ma'am says I am more patient than I once was, but I still have a far way to go. I'm 12 years old. Maybe by the time I am full-grown, say 15, I shall be patient. We are journeying to the new world. It is the Mayflower that beginning us there, slowly. She measures 90 feet in length and 25 feet in breadth at her broadest point. She is a strong ship, but a plodding one, as she creaks her way across this vast grey Atlantic sea. The reason for our journey is our religion. You see, we are not the Pope's people, nor the King's, really, but God's people.